So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
It's our Friday food section now, and this week from Chicago Food Magazine, it's contributing writer Emily Larson. Emily, good morning. Tell us about Chicago Food Magazine. This is an online deal, isn't it?
Good morning. Yes, you are correct. The publication has been running for well over 10 years now. I've been writing for it for 9, so it existed a little bit before I started. But, yeah, it's been a pretty long-running online publication.
And there is a lot to get to because so much is going on. Why don't we start with Cinco de Mayo? And actually, a lot of the places that you list have special deals starting tonight, right?
Yes, actually a few even started on Wednesday this week. There are a few week-long celebrations going on, at least through Sunday. But first, we've got Derby Day tomorrow, Bob, if you don't mind me talking about that.
Sure, we can start with that. And are a lot of restaurants doing specials for Derby Day?
Definitely, yeah. So the party definitely starts tomorrow. For those that love the thrills of the greatest 2 minutes in sports, the website has a great roundup that includes a variety of watch parties, drink deals, just a great time. So, and there's a lot of places that actually encourage people to dress up in their best Derby Day attire to win prizes. So listeners can definitely dust off those fascinators and show up in their best Derby Day garb.
Yeah, give us a couple of highlights from the city and the suburbs. What stands out for you?
Yeah, so mainly in the city, Yardbird and River North. It is a little bit of a national chain, but we've got a wonderful location here in Chicago. They're kind of a southern cuisine type of place, so they're going all out for Derby Day tomorrow. Time Out Market has a wonderful lineup of events as well all day long. And then for any fancier celebrations, you can check out Boulevard Steakhouse as well for a variety of specials, and mostly for mint juleps and anything bourbon related too. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite neighborhood spots, the Rambler Kitchen and Tap up in North Center on Lincoln Avenue. They will also be doing a little watch party tomorrow afternoon.
All right, bring on the mint juleps. Now for Cinco de Mayo, and again, and this is a humongous list here, but let's go through some of the highlights. Give us a couple.
Yeah, so the party continues on Sunday for sure, and listeners can find an extensive list on where to get the best margaritas, load up on tacos. A lot of restaurants that don't normally serve Mexican cuisine are also getting in the spirit, as they do every year. There will be exclusive menu specials and deals. Plenty of deals for diners to take advantage of. One of the cool and very unique things I thought was London House Chicago has a great partnership with a local small business called B-Cycled Bottles. They turn empty liquor bottles into everyday use glasses. Hmm. So London House is actually unveiling a special tequila cocktail available through Sunday in one of B-Cycled's upcycled glasses to showcase the wonderful tequilas that they have there.
All right. So you drink a lot, and your excuse is you're into the environment and recycling.
Yes.
I get it. What do you like out in the suburbs?
For Cinco de Mayo specifically, there are a few going on. If listeners want to check out the list on our website, then they'll find kind of the complete list. I don't have it necessarily broken down by suburbs, but just feel free to search for your closest suburb, and you should be able to find something.
So these places have special menus that are different from what they have normally?
Some of them, yeah. Some of them will just have special menu items specifically that people can try limited time only through the weekend or just on Sunday. Otherwise, definitely a lot of drink specials, so you can load up on the tequila and mezcal all weekend.
Yeah, and I'm looking at your list, and I see the Hyatt Lodge in Oak Brook, and they've got some specials starting today and running through the weekend. So I guess call ahead is the advice, isn't it? Make your reservations on OpenTable or someplace, because it's going to get busy, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. Whether it's Derby Day tomorrow, Cinco de Mayo, or, of course, Mother's Day next week, definitely get your reservations in now, because they will, if they haven't already, they will definitely fill up at everywhere you're looking at.
More from Emily when we come back. We've got a couple more things to tell you about regarding Cinco de Mayo. Also, we'll get to Mother's Day, too. And what's the website for Chicago Food Magazine, Emily?
Yeah, it's chicagofoodmagazine.com. Very simple.
Got it. Emily Larson, more to come. Looking at the complete list in Chicago Food Magazine for Cinco de Mayo, I see in Fulton Market, Carnival is doing Sunday afternoon. It starts there with all sorts of food and drink specials and live performances. We're with Emily Larson, and you've been looking at some of the suburban highlights, too, for Cinco de Mayo. What do you like, Emily?
Yes. Well, you already mentioned Hyatt Lodge Oak Brook, of course, but for those in McKenna, there is a Bite of Mexico restaurant and tequila bar. They will be having a tequila takeover where there will be some tastings from 4:30 to 7:30 on Sunday, where people can learn more about tequila and the proper way to drink it, if there is a proper way. And the restaurant, as I mentioned earlier, they are one of the ones that are hosting a 5-day fiesta, which started on Wednesday and is running through Sunday.
Got it. Anything else on Cinco de Mayo before we go to Mother's Day?
Yeah, in Oak Park, Americas will be featuring $10 margaritas and micheladas all day. And their patio is now open, too, so it looks like it's going to be a fairly nice weekend, so people can enjoy those $10 margs out on the patio.
All right, and if you survive Cinco de Mayo and make it to Mother's Day, everybody's got a special on Mother's Day. What highlights do you have there for us, Emily?
Yes. So I first have to shout out to my mother, who I know is listening in Southwest Michigan right now.
Hi, Mom.
But we do have a lovely compilation of all of the thoughtful brunches, dinners, and events that the city and suburb restaurants are hosting next Sunday on May 12th. Like I said earlier, definitely it's time to get your reservations in because those will be filling up quite quickly. West Loop Hotspot Rosemary is offering a 3-course brunch for just $55 per person, so such a great deal. To get even more luxurious, Travelle at the Langham Chicago is hosting brunch where diners can enjoy opulent seafood selections, desserts, and, of course, champagne, mimosas, or Bellinis. And out in the suburbs, we've got Hinsdale's Vistro Prime. They'll be offering their regular full lunch menu, but they will have a few specialty brunch items, including a chilled crab and avocado salad, Florentine Benedict, and a lovely French toast to be enjoyed.
A lot of people, and I would put myself in this category, don't like the special menus that restaurants have, like New Year's Eve, for example. You want to go to your favorite place, and they don't have the regular menu. Now, these places have special menus, or some of them just have a regular menu and some Mother's Day specials?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, some of them, most of them will have their regular menu available, but they will have some menu specials to select from and some drink specials as well. And some of them will just have, you know, roses to greet mom at the door when you walk in. So from big and small places, there will be something special for mom to enjoy.
I like seeing Gene and Giorgetti on your list because we love these iconic Chicago treasures that have been around for decades, and we don't want them to go away. So they have a special Mother's Day brunch, don't they?
Yes, their Mother's Day brunch will include caviar service from Sterling, California, sustainable caviar, and they will have a seafood tower filled with oysters, shrimp, lobster tail, you name it, and they will have a special Della Smash, smash croissant with burrata, mortadella, pistachio, and balsamic, as well as a build-your-own mimosa bar.
We'd expect nothing less from Gina Giorgetti. Also want to mention, just opened Sushi San in Lincoln Park, the third location of Sushi San. That's on North Halsted. Don't know if they're doing anything special for Cinco de Mayo or Mother's Day or the Derby Day, but that's a great place, and now they have three. Emily, good to talk to you. Emily Larson, Chicago Food Magazine. Go to chicagofoodmagazine.com, and you'll get complete lists of everything we've been talking about. And thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks, Bob. Have a good weekend.
You too.